The McDowell Sonoran Preserve has been one of Scottsdale's more popular public projects over the past couple of decades. The preserve attracts thousands of walkers, joggers, and hikers over its more than 30,000 contiguous acres, which host 170 miles of trails. But there's passionate disagreement over whether the preserve should soon include the Desert Discovery Center, which its website describes as, quote, an interpretive center for residents and visitors and an important attraction for Scottsdale's tourism industry. In a few minutes, we'll hear from a Desert Discovery Center opponent. We start with Melinda Gulick, an advocate of the center. She's also a former member of the Desert Discovery Center Scottsdale Board. Melinda, tourism is a driving force in Scottsdale. How would the center fit into that part of the city's mission?
Well, Steve, Scottsdale is a community that's known for its big ideas, and clearly we have an international brand that is the Sonoran Desert. But when tourists come to Scottsdale, they don't necessarily have a way to easily experience the desert. And when you talk to tourists or you talk to the hoteliers, they experience the desert from the spa, the golf course, or the pool. So this is Scottsdale's chance to really pay off that brand and allow people to experience the Sonoran Desert. But the Desert Discovery Center isn't just for tourists. It's for residents, too. Mm-hmm. It's for children. It's for school kids. It's for adults. It's for the disabled so they can access the preserve, and the elderly who might not be hikers anymore.
How does this fit into what the overall vision of the preserve has been?
The preserve is and was an impossible dream. You know, a community came together to set aside ultimately 30,000 acres of open space, and they taxed themselves to do it. It's amazing. I think there's over 200 miles of trails, and it's the largest urban preserve in, I think, Northern America, if not the Northern Hemisphere. Today, 500,000 people experience the preserve, and it's amazing. But they experience for recreation purposes or fitness purposes. The Desert Discovery Center gives us a chance to educate people about it, about the Sonoran Desert, the many layers of the Sonoran Desert. The Desert Discovery Center actually predates the preserve. It was an original vision of a woman by the name of Florence Nelson. And it was her vision to create an interpretive center about the Sonoran Desert in North Scottsdale. As the preserve came to be, the site for the Desert Discovery Center moved to the gateway, partly because the site is moved away from the mountains and you can experience the full majesty of the McDowells from the gateway, and also because of the accessibility to the 101, to Westworld, and that sort of synergy between all of the things happening in the Bell Road Corridor.
In an ideal world, what would the Desert Discovery Center look like?
So the vision for the Desert Discovery Center is that it's a world-class place for education and research about the desert. In an ideal world, it would do both of those things, and it would be financially sustainable. The reason for things like a gift shop or a cafe is to create opportunities for earned revenue so that the facility can support itself. All of those plans, though, and Steve, it's important that we sort of take a wait-and-see approach, are under development right now, and we won't have an idea what the facility looks like or all of the components will be until the fall of 2017. So I know there's lots of talk about the Desert Discovery Center in the community, and what I would urge people to do is understand that the people who support the Desert Discovery Center have been involved in the preserve effort since the beginning. We are one and the same with the preserve, and we're taking a methodical, appropriate, conscientious approach to creating a place that celebrates the desert and is appropriate to the preserve.
Melinda Gulick is a supporter of Scottsdale's proposed Desert Discovery Center. Jason Alexander is part of NoDDC, an organization opposing the center. Jason, you say you think the McDowell Sonoran Preserve is one of Scottsdale's highlights, but you oppose the center. If the center were limited in its size and scope, could you support it?
Well, you know, that question comes up with our group a lot, and we always say we are not a no group. If you talk to the people who follow us, and we have probably 1,500 followers, we get about 10,000 engagements a week between our Facebook page and our blog. Almost universally, they all believe in the idea of sharing the story of the preserve and of education. What we do not support is how that this project has been driven forward by a group of special interests, largely out of the public eye, and that it has grown from the original conception in 2008, which was largely implemented already at the Gateway Trailhead, into a 75 million, 30-acre, 70,000 square feet, 15-building project, which the public has no vote over.
Are you most concerned about money that you feel like the city shouldn't be spending on that? Are you concerned that it goes against the mission of what the preserve should be?
There's absolutely concerns on both those points. $75 million, if you just take what the current project is, translates to $300 for every resident of Scottsdale. That's $1,200 for my family. I absolutely don't believe that the city government should be taking on that project without a public vote. And then within the context of the preserve, the reason it is being pushed so hard to be within the preserve is because they're going to build it with the preserve fund surplus. There is a projected $160 million surplus in the preserve fund by the time the preserve tax expires. What are they going to do with that money? Jim Lane has come right out and said on July 12th at the McDowell Mountain Ranch community meeting, I'm not interested in it not being on the preserve. It's very obvious. We've had an accountant analyze the city budget, that they're storing all that money up and that they plan to use it to build the Desert Discovery Center. That's our tax dollars that we voted to set aside for preservation, not for a museum.
What do you think is worthwhile, and even in a limited scope, what do you think you could support?
I think we would support something that first and foremost has more voter input and participation in it. There are currently great educational offerings at the Gateway Trailhead. There is the Bajada Nature Trail, which is handicapped accessible. It comes complete with educational signage and documentation. With the $2.2 million they spent just this year on the architect and the experience designer, we could build an app that is geolocated and could tell you about things as you walk through a trail. There could be a very small museum center like they built at Brown's Ranch. I think that came together for about $3-4 million. So there is certainly room for compromise. What the people do not want is a tourist destination, and that's what the city is marketing. That's what's in the contract right now, that the global it will be a global tourist destination, and that's what people are objecting to.
Scottsdale is associated with tourism. So what concerns you about this particular thing? Because again, Scottsdale, a lot of its marketing is tourism, tourism, tourism.
The myth that this will be good for tourism has been completely unsubstantiated. And in fact, in 2013, there was a very well-studied report, the Places Consulting Report, paid for by folks in the tourism industry, that came right out and listed concerns about this, that it would not be competitive with the Botanical Garden, with the Phoenix Zoo, that it would not get the traffic they're estimating, that it would only be busy during certain months of the year, and that there would be constant pressure on it to keep changing its exhibits. And in so doing, it would just have massive cost overruns every year.
Jason Alexander is a part of the No DDC effort, which is opposing the proposed Desert Discovery Center in Scottsdale.